435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and we do have a good deal of really nasty weather that is rolling through, and I just want to share some of it with you. Then we're going to chat with my buddy Jeb Hockman. 804 Ryan says, Jeff, I can confirm the 95-64 interchange. It is just awful. Pouring rain, lots of standing water. And my wife is working in short pump. She says it's the same sort of very, very heavy rain over there. Downtown, somebody checking in, lots of heavy rain there. Nanny Jan says the loading dock next to a Gateway VCU Health, pouring, four pourings. That's a bad one. And you just heard that little comment a moment ago. Mike Chapman, the sheriff of Loudoun County, who's been on this program, he's a good guy. I like Mike. He's retired from the DEA. He said, you know, this idea of no taxes on overtime, that would really, really, really help out law enforcement. It would help out anybody who's in that situation where you're working overtime. Some of us, you know, your salary, it is what it is. But when you get the opportunity to work overtime and then you get saddled with those taxes, boy, that's a double wallop. And they're right. I mean, it hits law enforcement. It hits firefighters, EMS people. Then you talk about the waitresses, no taxes on tips. Waiters, no taxes on tips. Uber drivers, listen. There's some great stuff in there. There's also some great stuff that's going to be happening with my friends at the Virginia War Memorial and we who comprise News Radio WRVA. Somebody who, I should point out, has kind of sort of straddled both of those worlds through the years is my friend Jeb Hockman. Jeb was the director of a statewide radio network for many years and has been active with the Virginia War Memorial, has retired. How many times now, Jeb? How many times have you retired? Four times?
Well, supposedly four. But I still work part-time for the Department of Veteran Services.
and we appreciate you doing that. But, you know, one of these days, I am going to get you a big sign with the dictionary definition of retired and give it to you framed so you can put it up on the wall so you understand the term.
Yeah, I think Becky, my wife, would appreciate that.
Yeah,
how are you doing, my man?
Well,
raining out where you are. It's raining where I am here in Monroe.
I got to tell you, it's lovely. I mean, we've got, it looks like somebody turned off the lights. All of a sudden, it's getting dark up here. But, yeah, we're all going to get it. We're all going to get the rain right through the weekend. But Independence Day is looking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
So, tell me what's going on with the Virginia War Memorial and News Radio WRVA, because we're kind of teaming up on this.
Yeah, your buddy Rich, of course, you both were there when we on Memorial Day when we did the great marathon reading all the names. Well, for the seventh consecutive year, the memorial is going to put out the Hill of Heroes.
Yes.
And what that is they place almost a flag for the name of every one of those heroes who died and whose names are on the wall of the shrine. They put a flag out there on the beautiful grounds of the war memorial. And they're going to be doing that in the morning. And they can use all the volunteers if people would like to come out and help place these flags, 12,000 flags to place, and they're going to start doing it about 8 in the morning. All you got to do is show up and be dressed accordingly and maybe some sunscreen. And, of course, it'll be early. Hopefully get done in an hour or two, maybe, depending on how many volunteers.
Yeah.
And it is just an unbelievable sight when you see those 12,000 flags right there on the grounds of the memorial, right there off Second Street, and all those flags will be up through July 11th. So they'll be there through July 4th. So everybody should definitely, hopefully, you can come down and volunteer and help, but also you got to come and see them. And what a wonderful place to inspire you on Independence Day.
Jeb, what we're trying to do here at the old Radio Factory, there are going to be a bunch of us who come down to help put the flags out, and we want to encourage everybody who's listening to my show or listening to Rich in the morning to get down there. Is there a specific time, and is there sort of a meeting point, a staging point?
Yeah, you get there. They'd like you to be there around, 8 a.m.
Okay.
And just be there. I'm sure you'll, if you the warm well's pretty easy to get to down on Belvedere. And just free parking, plenty of parking.
Yep.
Just come on, walk on inside, say, here, I'm here to help place these flags.
I love it. I love it.
They'll put you to work.
what about some of the other activities? Obviously the big walls are always available, if you will. People can look at those. It's just such a moving sight. What about the inside on Independence Day? Is that going to be
Dr. Clay Mountcastle down there said to make sure I remind everybody, if they haven't seen the D-Day plus 50, the exhibit about the Virginians who were involved in the D-Day invasion, please, you want to come by and see it, because it's going to be only up for another few weeks before they change out the exhibits.
Okay.
And, of course, there's always a lot of good. I mean, you can spend hours inside in the air conditioned part of the memorial, seeing all the exhibits there. And if you haven't done it, you've really missed something. I mean, there's just a lot to see and of interest to everybody. And, again, where else are you going to go? It's open. It's free. And it's you've got somewhere to go and feel inspired about our nation. That's certainly a great place to be on July 4th or any time between now and then.
No doubt about it. Have you ever met somebody who's not been to the Virginia War Memorial?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Yes, and when I first got there, I was their first marketing director. To give you an example, they were lucky, Chris. It expanded a lot over the years as we were there.
Yeah.
But the average attendance at the War Memorial each year was around 10,000. And now it's between 75, 80, going up to 90.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be amazed. No, well, there's a lot of people have not been a lot of places. And of course, it helps, too, that, of course, the War Memorial has been down there all those years, right there on the river. But it's only been in the last 15 or 20 years that everything else is built down there. Tredegar, and of course the new amphitheater. And,
yep.
I mean, that whole area has just been transformed. So I think a lot more people have discovered it. And if you haven't, you're missing probably the most beautiful view of the James River and downtown Richmond that there is.
That's a great point. Gosh, I didn't even think about the view, because I normally am so obsessed. I'd like to think in a good way when I go to the War Memorial. But you're absolutely right. Spend a couple of moments outside, and that's a view that is photo worthy. If you're a painter, let me tell you, bring your stuff to paint, right? Because it's just a beautiful, beautiful view.
Well, yeah, a lot of people come down there just to take pictures. I don't know if they still do. I know for many years, the City of Richmond Police Department and other departments like that would come down and bring their new recruits and take the pictures of them down there with that background.
Yep.
And as I found out over the years, and you'll notice on TV, every one of these TV reporters from every one of the stations, they love to go down and use that background when they're doing the story, whether it's about the Virginia War Memorial or not.
Yeah, you should probably be like Paris Island, make it easier for the reporters. Just paint some yellow footsteps, a couple of yellow images on the ground, so they know exactly where that shot is. But
well, it is funny because they do that. Of course, back when I was back there, we offered it, and Channel 8 took us up on putting a weather cam up on top of the War Memorial. And they fight to keep that because it's the most beautiful. What a great view! And you can swing the camera around. You can check out the weather, the streets. I mean, you can pretty well check about everything out in Richmond from that vantage point.
There's no doubt. Well, Jeb, number one, I always appreciate you being here, and you're a good man. You've given so much to our community through the years. You've been such a great friend to me throughout the years, and
you're a good friend. I consider you and our new guy Rich. Love my radio buddies. As I said, I appreciate you bringing that up. I started radio when I was 14, and I think back about that. It's kind of crazy when you think about that, because I'm an old guy now.
Wait, before I cut you loose, Mister, are you sure there was radio when you were 14?
Had these. It was one of you remember, you've seen those microphones, the little round things, and and we would speak into them and hold our scripts up, and it was pretty strange, but. There actually was radio, and in fact, I can still do it. It was on WFTR in Front Royal, and they made us every day on the hour of every hour we had to say, "This is WFTR, 1450 AM in Front Royal, Virginia, the grandest little station in the nation."
Nice.
I can still do it.
Look at you hitting the post and everything. You're a good man. Well, Jeb, I do appreciate you being here. We'll talk again soon. Best to your son, the sergeant, and the whole family. And hopefully we'll see you on Independence Day. It's going to be a great event. Listen, the Virginia War Memorial, once again, putting out all these flags. 12,000 flags have to be placed on the lawn, and this is to honor those who are on the wall. They're looking for help this year. We decided at News Radio WRBA we wanted to pitch in, so I know there's going to be a whole bunch of folks from the station who head down there to help put the flags out there. We want you to be part of that. It's just straightforward. You don't have to pre-register. You don't have to bring anything. Just show up Independence Day, July the 4th, at the Virginia War Memorial about 8 o'clock in the morning. Be prepared just to plant some flags, and when it's all done, you are free to go. And you're free to do that. Well, frankly, you're free to do anything, and that's all as a result of Independence Day. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.